From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. At least 17 people are dead and at least 80 hurt after a powerful car bomb destroyed a market area near the Indian Embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan today. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. The BBC's Martin Patience is in Kabul. He says the numerous car bombings are very unsettling to residents of a city that has been comparatively secure.
Certainly, Kabul before the summer was regarded as relatively safe, but obviously these car bombs are increasingly getting through. We've seen four attacks in the last 2 months, and I think what the insurgents are trying to do is send a very clear message that they can attack anywhere in Afghanistan, what should be the most secure areas in Afghanistan. They can get bombs in there and set them off and cause this kind of carnage. And what it does is it sends a clear message that they can destabilize Afghanistan and attack the government, which is supposed to be leading this country.
That's the BBC's Martin Patience in Kabul, where a bomb killed at least 17 people today. 1 week after a pair of earthquakes left thousands of Indonesians homeless on Sumatra Island, aid is making its way to the hardest-hit areas. From western Sumatra, Dwali Zaikautau reports.
In Padang Pariaman district, where entire villages were covered by landslides, Mike Penrose of Save the Children describes his group's distribution of aid.
At the moment, overall, we're concentrating these areas that are badly affected. In earthquakes, there's always the knock-on effect, be it somebody's lost their house, but then the wider community often take in those people. So that is a strain on their resources, a strain on their food security. So when food is in is difficult to come by, if you're feeding twice as many mouths, the knock-on effect is also not just on the person that lost their house, but the whole wider community. The planning figures we're working on in the whole of this district here, in the northern areas, is roughly around 1 million people directly affected, and we think at least 70% of them have been severely affected by this.
Government officials say the death toll could reach as high as 3,000. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Zaikautau in Padang, western Sumatra.
Herta Mueller has won the 2009 Nobel Prize for Literature. Born in Romania, she was a member of that country's German minority until she emigrated to Germany in 1987. She was persecuted by the dictatorial Romanian regime of the time, which she criticized in her fiction. The Swedish Academy's secretary, Peter Englund, says there is huge power in the way Mueller writes.
She really has a story to tell, and she has a language that really carries it. She's a phenomenal writer.
Herta Mueller made her debut in 1982 with a collection of stories immediately censored by the Romanian authorities. Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 62 points at 97.87. The Nasdaq is up 16. This is NPR News. New claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week to their lowest level since January, 521,000. And the Labor Department says the four-week moving average, which smooths out weekly spikes and drops, reached its lowest number since January 17th. The unemployment rate is just under 10%. Congress is considering continuing unemployment benefits for 13 weeks for those whose benefits are expiring. That would be in addition to 53 weeks lawmakers have already added. Postal workers in Britain who are angry over pay and job security have voted to go on strike. Larry Miller has more on that story from London.
Britain's 80,000 postal workers voted overwhelmingly to strike. It's the culmination of months of local and regional actions that have hit mail and parcel deliveries to homes and businesses. The dispute centers on the differing views on how to modernize the UK postal service, the Royal Mail, which is owned by the government, which has refused to intervene. The Communication Workers Union says there have been job cuts and increased workloads, putting staff under unbearable pressure. The Royal Mail argues change is necessary because volume is dropping by 10% a year as people increasingly communicate by email and there's growing competition by private parcel delivery companies. The strike isn't due to start for 7 days, raising hopes for a settlement. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Airline delays are twice as common now as they were in 1990 and will get worse as the economy rebounds. Those are the conclusions of researchers writing in a Brookings Institution report out today. They cite what they call an ill-equipped air traffic control system and short trips between cities. This is NPR News.